Today's daf is Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, and we are at the last line on the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, the two dots. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema to Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza and Le'ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Moshe Chaim. So the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, the second Mishnah on Masechtas Erevin, discussed the halachos of how your machsher a mavoi she'enoi mefulish. So we've been discussing throughout the Masechet that the way your matir a mavoi she'enoi mefulish that opens on one side to a rishus harabim is either with a lechi or a kaira. If you want to go lefnim mishuras adin, you can make it tzuras ha-pesach. But we saw in the Mishnah that there were really three shittos. Beishama yoimrim lechi v'kaira. Beis Hillel oimrim oy lechi oy kaira. The third sheet was Rabbi Eliezer who said lichoyayin. You need not one lechi, but rather two lechis. Asaf in the Gemara, whether in addition to the two lechis, you'd also need a kaira, or maybe two lechis would be enough, you wouldn't need a kaira. But then the Mishnah brought another machloikis tanoim, and that is whether this machloikis between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Eliezer was said regarding all mevoyos she'eino mefulashin, or perhaps the machloikis was only said when the entranceway to the mavoy is at least 4 amos wide. The Mishnah said, Mishum Rabbi Yishmol Omer Talmud Echad Ofnei Rabbi Akiva. There was a Talmud who told Rabbi Akiva something that he heard in the name of Rabbi Yishmol, and that is Leinechliku Beshamei Besilol. There was no machloikis Beshamei Besilol regarding a mavoy whose entranceway is less than 4 amos wide, because in that case everybody would agree to Shitas Besilol that you would need either a lechi or a kaira. Aman nechliku. What was the machloikis where the entranceway was at the very least 4 amos wide? Of course, not more than 10 amos wide. That's where you have the three shitas Beshamei, Besilol, and Rabbi Eliezer, respectively. Zok de Gemara, Mishum Rabbi Yishmol, Amar Talmud Echad, V'chulu Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Rabbi Akiva said, Alzev, Alzev, Nechliku. And Rabbi Akiva's response in the Mishnah to this Talmud Echad was that I disagree with you. No, this machloikis between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Eliezer wasn't only said if the entranceway to the Mavi is at least 4 amos wide, but it was said for all Mavoyos. Zok de Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, Hayno Tainakama. At first glance, it sounds like Rabbi Akiva's the Tanakama. What does that mean? The Tanakama mentioned the machloikis, presented the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel without differentiating between how wide the entranceway to the Mavui is. It sounds like, if that's the case, the machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel Rebbe Eliezer is true for all Mavois, even if the entranceway is less than Dalet Amos. It was this Talmud Echad's Chiddush that he said in the name of Rabbi Yishmol that no, it's not always the case. It's only true if the Mavui is at least 4 amos wide. And then Rabbi Akiva countered and said essentially what the Tanakama said. So it's not Rabbi Akiva Hainu Tanakama that Rabbi Akiva said something that the Tanakama explicitly said, but being that the Tanakama never got involved in how wide the Mavi has to be in order for the Machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Rebbe Eliezer to apply, so from the Shtika, it's Kehida, it's sort of implied that the Tanakama holds that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Rebbe Eliezer argued by all Mavois. If that's the case, that is essentially Shitas Rabbi Akiva. So Bamen Nechleku Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva Zok de Gemara Kibinayu, the Nafkamina is the Rav Achli the Itema Rabbi Yechiel Beloy Masayimi. So we had the sheet of Rav Achli the Itema Rabbi Yechiel and Dafyud Bezim and Aleph, where the Rav Achli, and some say Rabbi Yechiel, said that it could be in the event that the Mavoy would be so narrow, it would be less than, not Dalet Amos, but Dalet Tfachim, it could be over there, everybody would agree, you wouldn't need a Lechi or a Kaira. Says the Gemara, if you have a Mishnah where there's a Machloikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva, we have no idea what in the world the Machloikis is. We almost have to make up a Machloikis. So let's say that the Machloikis was this Halach of Rav Achli, V'item and Rabbi Yechiel. Meaning, would the Machloikis B'Shaim B'Sil apply even if the Pesach is less than Dalet Tfachim, or maybe if it's less than Dalet Tfachim, there's no Bisham, maybe there's no Bisil, there's no Rabbi Eliezer, because in that case you wouldn't need anything. In that case, the Mavi would be okay without correcting it in any way. But V'loy Masayimi, being that there's no real raya or basis to say that the Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yechiel v'itema Rav Achli, or that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yechiel v'itema Rav Achli, we're simply making up this machloikis, for lack of a better word, so it's not clear who would hold what. But the bottom line is that if we have to back into a machloikis in our Mishnah, this is the machloikis that we're going to back into, and this concludes the Erevin portion of today's daf. Tanya, Zok de Gemara, Omer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Loi Omer Rabbi Yishmol Dover Zeh. This halacha was not really something that Rabbi Yishmol said. Meaning, a Talmud came to Rabbi Akiva, and he told Rabbi Akiva something in the name of Rabbi Yishmol. So Rabbi Akiva said, I know Rabbi Yishmol never said it. Now, how did he know? Rashi says, Muchzik ani boy. Rabbi Akiva said, I know for a fact, Shehu Chacham, Rabbi Yishmol is a Chacham, Le'olam Le'yom Adavar Zeh. I know my friend Rabbi Yishmol, and there's no way a Chacham K'moisei would have ever said something. Elo'isei Talmud Avadavar Zeh. This Talmud must have gotten confused. He thought his Rabbi said it, but really, it wasn't Rabbi Yishmol. But then Rabbi Akiva said, V'halacha K'oisei Talmud. However, the halacha is like the Talmud. Freitag Mara, Gufa Kasha, how do you understand one line to the other line? Amrit Le'yom Rabbi Yishmol Adavar Zeh. First, Rabbi Akiva said, there's no way Rabbi Yishmol said it. Why? Like Rashi says, because muchzak ani boy shehu chacham umayyadam layam adavar zeh. If that's the case, I'm a less chazak avos say. V'alda amar talacha goy said Talmud. How can in the next breath Rabbi Akiva say that lachas like that? Talmud Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel loy Amr Rabbi Akiva elo lechadet ba hatamidim. Really, Rabbi Akiva held the halacha is not like that. That the Talmud said over in the name of Rabbi Yishmol. And Rabbi Akiva knew Rabbi Yishmol never said it. So why did he give chizik to the Talmud? Why did he say v'alacha kois the Talmud? Because he wanted to make the Talmud feel good. He wanted the chevra, the Talmidim, to see that even though you're a Talmud, you can try to say a pilpul, you could try to say a svara, say he did it l'chadeh es ha-Talmidim, to show love to his Talmidim. This is the reason he said it. But you want to know halachically what Rabbi Akiva held? Rabbi Akiva held that for sure, Rabbi Yishmol didn't say it because there's no way that that halacha that was said over in the name of Rabbi Yishmol is true. But Nachman Yitzchak, he said a different terror. It's nirin itmar, meaning Rabbi Akiva held halacha is not like what was said over in the name of Rabbi Yishmol. In fact, he held for sure there's no way Rabbi Yishmol said it. When he said afterwards, v'alacha k'oisa talmud, whoever said this over heard wrong. Meaning he never said halacha k'oisa talmud, he just said nirin oisa talmud. Meaning he's saying gishmak. But at the same time, he never said that the halacha is like it because fakir, Rabbi Akiva disagreed with it. Rabbi Yishmol didn't say it. He didn't think it was right. So clearly he didn't hold that that's the halacha. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. Anytime you find in Shas that there was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva who told Rabbi Akiva something that he heard from Rabbi Yishmol, Eino Yale Rameir. You know what that Talmud is? It's Rameir. It's Rameir Balanes. It's the Rameir of Shas. Why Rameir? Sheshimish is Rabbi Yishmol, that's Rabbi Akiva. Because Rameir was a Talmud of Rabbi Yishmol, and he was also a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So Rameir learned by Rabbi Yishmol, he then went to learn Rabbi Akiva, and he would often tell his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, things that he heard from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yishmol. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, as a historical fact, that any time you find in Shas that there's a Talmud that's telling Rabbi Akiva something in the name of Rabbi Yishmol, that Talmud is the Tanya Rabbi Meir. So, how do you know? It's Tanya we learned to the Brayis. Amar Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Yishmol. When I used to learn by Rabbi Yishmol, I used to take an ingredient called kankantum and I would put it inside the ink. Rabbi Meir was a soifer, as we're going to see. And Rabbi Meir used to add kankantum into his ink. The reason is because if you add kankantum to ink, there's no way for the ink to be erased. And he felt that it was an extra measure to take. So like this, the Sefer Torah can never be erased and replaced with a different word. But v'loyom ali davar. And Rabbi Meir said that when I used to do this by Rabbi Yishmol, Rabbi Yishmol never told me anything. Shabbos, it's Rabbi Akiva. But then I went to learn Torah by Rabbi Akiva. Asra alai, he told me and I'll let it do it. So what do you see from this Bryce? You see that Rabbi Meir was a Talmud, Rabbi Yishmol was a Talmud, Rabbi Akiva. You also see that first he was a Talmud, Rabbi Yishmol, and then he was a Talmud, Rabbi Akiva. So that's what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. Whenever you find that there's a Talmud telling something to Rabbi Akiva that he heard from a previous Rabbi, Rabbi Yishmol, that Talmud's Rabbi Meir. Why are we talking about that? Because that's what we saw in the Mishnah, that there was a Talmud who told Rabbi Akiva halacha in Hilchas Erevin regarding a Mavui that he heard from his Rabbi, Rabbi Yishmol. So who is that Talmud in our Mishnah? It's the Tana Rav Meir, but Frank the Gemara Amy, is that so? For Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Shum Rav Meir, Rabbi Amar Shmuel said the name Rav Meir. Kshayisi loymit etzel Rabbi Akiva. When I was learning Torah by Rabbi Akiva, hayisi matol kankantum uteichad yoy. I used to put kankantum, this ingredient, inside my ink. For the Amali Dov, Rabbi Akiva never said anything. Shabbos, it's Rabbi Shmuel, and then I went to Rabbi Shmuel. Amali, he saw me doing the same thing, and he asked me like this: Bini ma malachtecha? Tell me, what do you do? What do you do for your 9 to 5? Amarti loy lavler ani. I told him I'm a soifer. Amali, bini my son, havizar b'malach. You better be very careful. You're a soifer. You don't realize how important the job you have by being a soifer. Because if you by mistake leave out a word or a letter from a word that you're writing, or if you add a letter to a word, nimtzas machriv es kol olam kuloy. You could be machriv the entire world. A soifer who by mistake leaves out a letter, or a soifer that by mistake adds a letter, can literally be machriv of the world. Really? How are you going to be machrev the world? Which letter that's omitted could be machrev the world? Which letter that's added could be machrev the world? So Rashi says, imagine a sofer, instead of writing Vahashem Elokim or Hashem Elokeichem Emes, would leave out the Aleph before Emes. It would read Vahashem Elokeichem Loyolenu Chas V'Chalila Meis. Imtechzer Aleph Hareyato Machrev. And what would be instead of Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemer, you would add a Vav. Not Vayidaber, but Vayidabru. So it would sound like the Shtei Rishuyos. So a Sofer, when he's writing a Sefer Torah, if he, with one letter, can literally cause a tremendous Churban. So this was the Musa Shmuz that Rabbi Shmuel told Rabbi Meir. Amar Tilas. Rabbi Meir says, I told Rabbi Shmuel like this. Dover Echad Yeshli. Let me tell you a little bit about how I do my job. I'm a Sofer. I have a secret ingredient. Ve'kankantum Shemosh. Ani matul teichad yoy. I put it into the ink. Amar Li told me, v'chimatilin kankantum teichad yoy. Are you allowed to put kankantum inside ink? I mean, it's very nice. You put kankantum inside the ink, there's going to be no way to erase it. But v'alei Amra Torah, the Torah says, v'kosav umacha, k'sav sheyocha limcha. Now, what does it say? Because of Umacha, it says that regarding the Megillah Soita. So, a Suffolk Soita that had to go up to the Beis Hamikdash, she has to drink the May Soita to determine whether or not she was Mezana Tachas Bailo. She was Mezana Tachas Bailo. So, one of the things they did was they would write a special parish in the Torah, and then they would erase it with the Mayim HaMa'arim, because Lahavi Shalim Ben Ishla Ishtoi were even Moichek the Shem HaKadosh. But it says, because of Umach, and we learn from there that the Ksav, when a Sofer writes a Sefer Torah, he has to write it with ink that's Yochel Limchas. So if you're going to put Kankantum, it's not going to be Yochel Limchas. So the Gemara says, my Komali, my Komahadali. Again, Rabbi Meir was talking. He said, when I used to learn by Rabbi Akiva, I was a Sofer, and I would put Kankantum into my ink. Then I went to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel met me and he said, tell me, my son, what do you do? I told him I'm a Sofer. He said, be very careful. Because if you're going to add a word, a letter, you're going to omit a letter, you could be machrev the entire world. So I told him back, no, you have nothing to worry about. Number one, I told him I have kankantum that I put inside my dyoy. And because I put kankantum inside my dyoy, so no worries. And then he told me, you're not allowed to put kankantum. So the mother doesn't understand. It doesn't sound like they're talking to each other. What did Rabbi Shmuel tell Rabbi Meir? You have to be very, very careful not to be mechaser and oisachas. You have to be very careful not to be miyater and oisachas. So he told him back, don't worry, I use kankantum. So the Gemara, my kamale, my kamahadale. So the Gemara explains, hachi kamale, very partial. Let me buy b'chaser, b'chaser, leite ino, the bakiano. Rene told Rabbi Shmuel, you worry that I may, instead of writing emes, write mace, or instead of writing vayadaber, I'm going to write vayadabru, I'm a baki, and all the chaseris, v'yaseris, you have nothing to worry about. Ela filu mechesh lezvuv nami. But I even go further than that, because I'm even concerned that maybe I'll write MS, but maybe a zvuv is going to come, a fly, and it's going to somehow erase some of the ink. And we're doing it at the very least, asiv yasiv ataga the dalid, it's going to come on top of the dalid, and it's going to make the dalid into a resh. So even for that, I'm careful. Meaning, I go so far out of my way, dover echad yeshli v'kankantum shmoi, sh'ani mato l'toy chadyoi, and that's Rabbi Shmuel's response was, he says, Ramei, I'm not masking to what you're doing, you're not allowed to put kankantum. Why not? Because it says, v'kosav umach. So we have two stories where Rabbi Meir is talking as a Sofer, and Rabbi Meir discussed the fact that he used to put kankantum inside his diyoy. In the first story, Rabbi Meir said that when I was Rabbi Yishmael, I used to do it. Then I came to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva told me not to do it. In the second story, Rabbi Meir said, punk faker. When I was Rabbi Akiva, I used to do it. He had no problem. Then I went to Rabbi Shmuel, he gave me a whole Musa Shmuz on what it is to be a Sofer, and then I stopped doing it. So Freitag Gemara, two kashas. Number one, kashas shimush akishimush. Number one, from the first story it sounds like, first Rabbi Meir learned by Rabbi Shmuel, and then he learned by Rabbi Akiva. From the second story it sounds like it was in the reverse. First he learned by Rabbi Akiva, and then he learned by Rabbi Shmuel, and then kasha asra, asra. In the first story, Rabbi Akiva was the one that had a problem with it, not Rabbi Shmuel. In the second story, Rabbi Akiva had no issues with it. It was Rabbi Shmuel that gave him the whole Musa Shmuz. So the Gemara says like this, bishlam shimush akishimush li kasha. And this next line is fascinating. Bishloima Shimash Hashimash Testira. Did Rabbi Meir learn first by Rabbi Shmuel and then by Rabbi Akiva? Or first by Rabbi Akiva and then by Rabbi Shmuel? We seem to have conflicting reports from the two brises. So the Gemara says if you look at that in a vacuum, it's not a big deal. Why? Because he could say, Mikara also the Kamid Rabbi Akiva. First, Rabbi Meir learned Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Meir went to whose yeshiva first? Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva. Over middle, Matsi Lamekam Alibe. But when he came to Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva, maybe he couldn't follow Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was giving the biggest shir in the world. And Rabbi Meir couldn't help cup. He couldn't follow Rabbi Akiva's shir. So also come with Rabbi Shmuel. So he went to Rabbi Shmuel, the Gomag Gemara, he beefed up a little bit on his bekiyus. He started learning more. Then hadar va'asa l'kamed Rabbi Akiva v'sav asvara, and then he went back to Rabbi Akiva and he was able to learn. Fascinating. So Rabbi Meir went to Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva, but he couldn't fashtay the shir. So he had to go to Rabbi Yishmael, became more of a baki, and then when he had a little more of a bekiyus, so he went back to Rabbi Akiva. Rashi, Rabbi Akiva hayu charif tuva. Rabbi Akiva was a real charif, obviously. And Rameir couldn't understand it. So v'gomar gemara mishnayas shekiba mirabayisav. He went to Rabbi Yishmael and he learned mishnayas. V'hadar asa l'kamed Rabbi Akiva, and then he went back to Rabbi Akiva. Shayu charif lefalfel uledaktek b'mashalom ad leheishav tshuva. But the bottom was not a steer. Maybe he went to Rabbi Akiva. Then he had to leave because he couldn't follow. He went to Rabbi Shmuel and then went back to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so this you can answer. Did he learn first by Rabbi Shmuel or first by Rabbi Akiva? Both. He learned first by Rabbi Akiva before he went to Rabbi Shmuel, but he also learned by Rabbi Shmuel before he went back to Rabbi Akiva for the second time. El Asra, Asra, Kasha. But the steer of Asra, Asra, in the first story, Rabbi Akiva told him, you're not allowed to do this. And in the second story, Rabbi Shmuel's the one who told him, you're not allowed to do this. Look to Gemara, Kasha, I hear. It's a good Kasha. Kasha usually means there's a teretz, so we could try to figure out what the teretz is. Tiufta means there's no teretz. Tiufta is checkmate. Kasha means there's a teretz, but it's doichik. So doichik that the Gemara didn't feel that it wanted to mention it. Either way, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda said that Rameyah used to say, you're allowed to put kankantum into dioy. So again, Rameyah was a cipher. And one of the things that Rameyah used to put into his dioy, his secret ingredient, was he used to add kankantum. Why would you add kankantum like this? Even a zvuv, nothing would be able to erase the letter. Rabbi Yishmael had a problem with it in one version. Rabbi Akiva had a problem with it in another version. But the bottom line is, Rameyah used to do it. And Rabbi Yehuda, who knew Rameyah very well, there's probably no one who knew Rameyah as well as Rabbi Yehuda. So Rameyah said like this, Rameyah used to say the following, you're always allowed to add kankantum into the oy, chutz mi parasha saita, unless a slave that's writing the parasha of the saita. That parasha you can't, why? Based on what Rabbi Shmuel said earlier in the Yomim. Because there's a halacha, the kasav umacha. What do you do with the parish of Saita? You have to erase the parish of Saita. So it has to be ksav, that's yuchalimchais. If it's not yuchalimchais, obviously it's not going to be okay. Rabbi Yaakov, however, had a different Messiah from what Rabbi used to do. He said, chutz mi parish of Saita, shebe mikdash. Similar, but different. Meaning, you're even allowed to write the parsha of Saita that's in your Sefer Torah with kankantum. Because that ksav doesn't have to be yuchal limchais. It's dafka, the special parchment, the special little parsha that was physically used in the Beis HaMikdash. For the saita, the parsha saita that was used in the Beis HaMikdash, that would be an issue. So Rameir holds you're allowed to use kankantum. The exception to the rule is parsha saita. However, we have a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov. What Rameir meant when he said parsha saita is an exception. Did he mean even the parsha saita that's written in a Sefer Torah? Or did he mean only the parsha saita that was physically used in the Beis HaMikdash? You know what the nafka mina probably is? It's not a hilchas stam machlekes. It's a hilchas saita machlekes. Meaning, could the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash use an actual Sefer Torah, go to Parshas Nasa, where the Parsha of the Saita is, and use that Parsha to go ahead and give for the Saita? If he's allowed to, then you can't use Kankantum, because then it has to be a Ksav, that's Yuchalim Chais. If he's not allowed to, then it wouldn't be a problem. L'chura, that's the Machlokes. The Gemara says there's precedence for this. Ani Tanoi. You find the other Tanoim that debated the same exact Tanya, we're going to the Brayis. Emi Gilasek Sheru, L'hashkis Bas Saita Acheres. The halacha is that once Megillah was written for a specific Saita, you now let it use that Megillah for another Saita. So Rashi says, what would be the Hechetimsa? So a Megillah was written for a Saita, and before the Saita drank, she decided to confess. She said, you know something? I'm guilty as charged. I did this Avera. So what happened? She never drank from the Mei Saita. They were never Moichek, the Shem, Hashem. So the question is, can you now use this Megillah Saita for another woman or not? So it's a Machloikis. The Tanakhama says, you're not allowed to. Rabbi Yoshiyam, you are allowed to. So what do you see from here? It sounds like at first glance, as a shaila, could you use a Megillah Saita for a woman that wasn't written specifically for that woman? Sounds like the same shaila. Could I use the parasha of Saita in the Sefer Torah for the Megillah Saita for a Saita? If it has to be written l'shma for that person, so if it was written for someone else, it's not going to be okay. Even if it was written simply in a Sefer Torah, it's not going to be okay. If, however, it doesn't have to be written for that person, meaning there's no din l'shma, so just like if it's written for another woman, it's okay. So too, if it's written in a Sefer Torah, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara says, at first glance, the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov,
what exactly was the exception to the rule that Rav Meir held you're not allowed to use kankantum is totally in this machloikis tana, vahani tanoi, kahani tanoi. The machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, is the machloikis, the Tana Kama, and Rav Achi bar Yoshi. But the Gemara says, Omer HaPapu, it's not mochach. Dumuloi, could be the two machloikis and are not totally zebeze. Similar maybe, but not the same. Because I'd come to come to Tana Kama Hassan. Maybe when did Tana Kama say that it's not okay? Elohim in the Inkalashum Rachel, Suloi Hadra, Mintakalashum Le. Here it's talking about where the Megillah Saita was written for Rachel. Oh, it's written for Rachel. Now you can't use it for Le. I've got the Torah, the Stama, but I say the Torah, which was written Stam. It's not written for another Saita. It's written Stam. It's not written with any Kavan of Saita. Maybe Hachinami de Machkinan. Maybe you could use it. Meaning in the world of Lishma, Zvachim Daf Beis, the third parak of Masechtas Gittin, wherever Lishma comes up in Shas, there's a tremendous Nafgamina between Shaloi Lishma and Stama. Shaloi Lishma means I wrote it with an intention specifically for something else. Stama means whatever. There was no intention at all. So the Gemara says, a Megillah Saita that was written for Rachel, if you now want to use it for Leah, that's a Megillah Saita that was written Shaloi Lishma. It was written for Rachel, it was not written for Leah. If you want to use a Sefer Torah, a Sefer Torah is not Shaloi Lishma. Yeah, it's not Lishma, but it's also not Shaloi Lishma. It's Stama. So it could be the two are not necessarily the same. Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Rav Nachman Yitzchok said a similar svara, but in the reverse. Dumb loy, I'd kind of come Rav Achi Rav Yoshi awesome. Maybe when Rav Achi Rav Yoshi says, Allah el de'ichtav mezel shum saita ba'ayil. Maybe even Rav Achi Rav Yoshi that said that if it was written for Rachel, you could use it for Leah. That's because at the end of the day, it was written for a saita. Avagavi Torah del Islamic Ksiva. But, a parish of Saita that was written in the Sefer Torah, where it was never written at all for any Saita. So, maybe it wouldn't be okay. Either way, says the Gemara, you want to say that the machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yaakov, whether or not you can use a Sefer Torah for parish of Saita, is totally in the machloikis Tanakama and Rav Achib Rav Yoshia. Whether a Megillah Saita that was written for Rachel, for example, can be used for Leah, a totally zebezeh, even though from a high level, from a 20,000 foot view, they sound similar, but at the same time, if you think through it in a little bit more of a granular way, there's svaras l'chalik. You could say that when it's written for Rachel, it's actually more of a svar you should be able to use it for Leah, because at the end of the day, you wrote it l'shem saita, and you can say fakert, that if it was written in a Sefer Torah, there's more of a svar you should be able to use it for a saita, because even though it wasn't written l'shma, it also wasn't written Shalai Lishma. It was written Stama. So up to Gemara, the two are not necessarily totally Zebizah. But the Gemara asks Akasha. So Rav Achi, Rav Yoshi has a Shita that says that a Megillah Saita that was written for Rachel and it was never used for Rachel, Beis Din has a right to keep the Megillah Saita. They don't have to throw it away. They don't have to put it in Geniza. And they can reuse it. They can use it now for Leah. For the Gemara, for Leslie, the Rav Achi, Rav Yoshi, does Rav Achi, Rav Yoshi not hold with the following Mishnah? If somebody wrote a get to divorce his wife in Nimlach, and he changed his mind, he decided he doesn't want to divorce his wife. Once then he met one of his friends, and they were talking. He said, you know, I almost gave my wife a get. I decided not to. He's like, no kidding. It's so interesting. Because I'm about to hire a cipher. I want to divorce my wife. I know we have the same names. Our wives have the same names, we live in the same city, this is so convenient. Can I use it? Halacha is no. Pasul Agarish Boy. Why? Because this is Shalei Lishma 101. We know a get has to be written Shalei Lishma. I may be get Mimdina Sayyam Tsarch Shayyam Rabbafanai Nechtav. Why? Machlik is Rabbin Rava. Rabbin says, Vishay Bikin Lishma. A get has to be written Lishma. The Kosav La Lishma. So Zokta Gemara, it sounds over here that a get for sure has to be written Lishma. Meaning a get that was written for one person can't be used for somebody else. So why should a Megillah Saita be any different? Why should there be a difference between Megillah Saita and Get? This is the Gemara's Kasha. Freit the Gemara, what Shaykh is? Hachi Hashta, Hasam, by Get, it's based on a Pasuk. The idea that a Get has to be written in Lishma is not a Svara. It's a pasuk. V'kasav la ksiv. It says v'kasav la sefer krisos. La means be'inim ksiv l'shma. It has to be written for that woman. Hacha. But over here, although it does say the word la, it says la in the parasha of Saita, but it says va'asa la hakoyin es kol ha'toyra azoyis. It doesn't say the kasav. It doesn't say the ksiva of the parasha of Saita has to be l'shma. It says the asiyah has to be l'shma. Be'inon asiyah l'shma. And what's the asiyah? Asiyah dida. Mechikahi. The asiya of the soita is actually the mechikah. So the mechikah would have to be lishma, but there's no halacha that the ksiva has to be lishma. So of course Rav Achi Rav Yoshia holds of Masechtas Gittin 101, which is that a get has to be written lishma, but it doesn't necessarily mean that a Megillah soita would also have to be written lishma. Zok the Gemara. We mentioned Rav Meir. Am Rav Achi Rav Chanina. Golev Yodul of Neim Yisham Avahayah Ilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew She'ein b'doyre shel Rameir k'moisa. That there was no person in the generation of Rameir that was as great as Rameir. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, so why is it that we don't paskin like Rameir? We're going to learn in Masechtas Eruvin. Incidentally, there's a lot of non-Eruvin Gemaras in Masechtas Eruvin. A lot. Eruvin's one of the most geshmakim Masechtas in Shas. It starts hard, but it gets lighter as it moves along. And one of the classic Gemaras in Masechtas Eruvin is Andaf Memvav, where the Gemara goes through a lot of the klole. Hapsak, meaning whenever there's a machloikas tanon, velo itmar hilcha so loikamar, veloikamar, who do you paskin like? And one of the klolim is that whenever there's a machloikas between Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir's ikur bal plukta in chas, right? Rameir's abaya, so to speak. Abaya in Rava, Rabbi Elias and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. Rameir's bal plukta is always Rabbi Yehuda. And whenever Rameir argues with Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Chanina said like this, that there was no one in the generation of Rameir that was as great as Rameir. So if that's the case, he said, well, why is the halacha always like Rabbi Yehuda? The reason is because Rameir was so smart. He was such an oikar harin. He was above everybody's pay grade. Nobody understood him. And people were not able to tap into the tiefkeit, the pnimius of Rameir was saying. Shehu oimer al tamei tahar. Rameir had an ability. He could say something that is tamei is tahar. Umar leipanim al tahar. And he could even prove it. And al tahar tamei umar leipanim. Meaning he had such an ability to make people think whatever he wanted them to think that people just couldn't dehair him properly. And it's because they couldn't dehair him properly, it's for that reason it goes down that the halach is not like Rameir, despite the fact that Goli v'yodu alifnei misha amar v'hoya ha'olam. It's very dramatic. She'ein b'doyresh al Rameir k'moise. It's all the Gemara Tana. More on the topic of Rameir. Loi Rameir Shmai. You want Rameir's real name? Wasn't really Meir. Ela Rabna Hiroi Shmai. His name was Rabna Hiroi. V'lam nekir Shmai Rameir. So why was known as Rameir? Shu Meir ain't chum b'alocha. Because he used to enlighten the eyes of the Chachamim with halacha. The Marsha asks the obvious question. We just said we don't pass him like Rameir. That Rameir, no one was able to be Yoyer L'Soif Daitoi. Why was Rameir called Rameir? Shemeir ene chachamim b'halacha? If there's nothing we don't have for Rameir, it's halacha. There's no halacha device for Rameir. We don't pass like Rameir. Imagine you say, Beishamai, we got halacha from Beishamai. No, maybe not. What not to do? You didn't get halacha from Beishamai. So how could Rameir, on one breath, be someone that was lo yachlu chaver of lamed al soif daitoi, and therefore lo yikavu halacha k'moisai, and then why was he called Rameir? He literally, his name was Shulmeir ene chachamim b'halacha. So the Marsha says that even though we don't paskin like Rameir, but at the end of the day, Rameir introduced svaras and beis medrash. He said lumdis and super lumdis, and at the end of the day, he allowed the talmidei chachamim to see the sugya from angles that they couldn't previously see it, which allowed them to come to the halacha. See, even though Rameir himself, but Rameir's name was changed in Shas to Meir. Why? Shehu Meir ene chachamim ba'alacha. So we don't paskin like Rameir, but he played a tremendous role in the world of Alacha l'maisa. Talk to Gemara. There was another Tana called Rabnu Huroi. V'loi Rabnu Huroi Shemai. But his name wasn't Rabnu Huroi. El Rab Nechemya Shemai. His real name was Rab Nechemya. V'ami lo some say, you may have heard of this Tana, Rab Elazar ben Arach Shemai. V'lo menek Shemai Nuroi. So why then was he called Rabnu Huroi? If his name was Rab Elazar ben Arach, if his name was Rab Nechemya, so why they call him Rabnu Huroi? Shemaner ene chachamim ba'alacha. Similar reason. Because again, he enlightened the Enei Chachamim Bahalach. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said, another classic. Haide mechadadno mechavroi. The reason that I was sharper than my chaverim. The reason I steigned more than my chaverim. This is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi talking. Is the chazis of the Rameir Machore. Because when Rameir used to give shir, I used to look at Rameir. And he said, the truth is, I didn't see Rameir's face. I saw Rameir from his back. And ve'ilu chazisa mikameh, had I been able to see Rameir's face, have mechadadno tfeh. The Marsha says, al derech hapshat, that sometimes if you see somebody say a pshat, you can learn from his hand gestures, his gesticulation, there's things you can take out of a person as he's giving a shir. The Sfarim HaKadoshim talk about there's different ideas of v'hoyo einecho royos es meirecho, k'muvin. But either way, Rebbe said, haide mechadadna mechavroi, the reason that I steig more than mechaverim is because I was zoicha to see Rameir when he gave shir, and I taka only saw him from behind, and had I seen him from up front, I would have steiged even more. There's a sefurna in the end of Parshas Kisisa. The pasuk in the end of Parshas Kisisa talks about how Moshe Rabbeinu had a mask.
The pasuk says, "Vayichal Moshe midaber itam." Vayitain alponov masva. He put a mask. The reason because his face glowed. Kikaron alponov. So he put a mask on top of his face. But when did he put the mask on his face? Vayichal Moshe midaber itam. This is mafter in Parshas Kisisa. Vayitain alponov masva. When? Vayichal Moshe midaber itam. Zok tesafurna. Avol ba'oychoy midaber itam. How you believe masva? But when Moshe Rabbeinu was giving shir, he didn't wear the mask. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu wore a masva, but at the same time he only wore it when vayichal Moshe midaber itam. It was only when he finished giving shir, but when he gave shir, he wanted the talmidim to be able to see it. Vahayu einecha royes es mayrecha. Amar Rabbi Bo and Rabbi Yochanan. Talmud hoy leider Rameyer. Rameyer had a talmud v'sumchis shemay. His name was Sumchis. Shal yoimer of Momen amutul besafik cholkum b'lo yishfu'a fame. And if he used to say, al kol davar v'davar shal tumah arba mishmei de tami tumah. For everything of tumah, he would say 48 reasons why it's tami. Al kol davar v'davar shal tair arba mishmei de tami tair. He was such a goyin, like Rameyer, like his Rebbe. Tano, Talmud vasik hoi b'yavna. There was a Talmud vasik in Yavna. Shahoyim mitayres asheretz b'meya v'chamishim taimim. He was able to come up with 150 reasons why a sheretz of Shmoyne Shrotzim fame that dies shouldn't have the ability to be metama. Meaning there's certain Shrotzim, there are 8 of them, that are metama. But this Talmud was able to come up with 150 taimim why that shouldn't be the case. Amar Ravina. Ravina said, "Ani adoin va'atareno." So Ravina said, "Let me try. Let me see if I can come up with a reason of why it should be tar." And he came up with the following: Man nachash meimis umar betumo tar. Madach a nachash which kills, a nachash which has the ability to kill. Dalachi is it's mar betumo. Meaning, why is it mar betumo? Because when it kills, obviously it's mar betumo. It's tar. Still, the halachi is that in itself is tar. A nachash is not one of the Shmoyne Shrotzim. So it's mar betumah, because when it kills someone, that thing becomes tamei tumas meis, but at the same time, it itself is not tamei. So you see that something that is meimis itself is not tamei. Tar, sheretz, she'ein meimis, a sheretz which doesn't have the ability to be meimis, umar betumah, and thereby be mar betumah. It can't create tumas meis, like kolshkin, that it shouldn't be tamei. The Gemara says, v'lohi, it's not a real kavachaymer, because maisa koitz ba'al makavit. The fact that a nachash has an ability to kill, it's like a thorn. So what do you tell me? A thorn should also be tamei, because it has the ability to cause tumas meis. It's not a svara. It's a kalvachaymer that's mufrach. Either way, we had a few classic gemaras up until this point on Daf Gimel, but we haven't seen anything yet. Zok de gemara, Omer Rab Abba, Omer Shmuel. One of the most famous gemaras in Shas. Definitely in the conversation. Shalui shonam nechleku b'shamim b'zol. There were 3 years that b'shamim b'zol argued. Halalu oimer malachak meisein. Valalu oimer malachak meisein. Tamidim Shammai said that we're right. I mean, you go through Shas, there's so many machloikis in between Mishnah and Bizzul. And for years, 3 years, the Talmidim of Shammai, Talmidim of Hillel argued, who's right in all these machloikises? Beis Shammai said, we're right. And Beis Hillel said, we're right. Yotza, Baskel, Amr, Baskel came out and said, Eilu ve'eilu divr lekim chayim, that everybody's right. However, v'halocha ki Beis Hillel. Freit v'gemar, v'chim ne'ach, Eilu ve'eilu divr lekim chayim, ne'ma azocha Beis Hillel, k'vay halocha gemar yisom. If really everybody's right, so it's not pshat halocha like Beis Hillel because Beis Hillel's more right. Because everybody's right. Apparently, there's just different ways of looking at the world. But Beis Shammai is right and Beis Hillel is right. Then why was Beis Hillel's Zaycha that the halacha is like them? Right? What's the kasha? If Beis Hillel is right, then that's why we follow Beis Hillel. But you're telling me they're both right. That means in the world of MS, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are one and the same. That means there must be some schus Beis Hillel had that the halacha should be like them. So if Eilu Beilu Divr Lekim Chayim, they're equally right. Why was Beis Hillel Zoicha that the halacha is like Beis Hillel? Says the Gemara, fascinating. Mepnei Shenoichin Va'aluvin Hayu. The reason is because they were bigger balei midos, and it was because of their midos toivos that they were zoicha that the halacha should be like them. V'shoinim devreim devrei b'sham. Not just that, whenever they would say over halachas, they would say over their opinion, and they would also say over the opinion of b'sham. V'loyoy elushem akdim and devrei b'sham l'devreihem. They always showed covet. They always deferred to b'sham. They would say over first b'sham and then b'sham. Is shashanino misha yiroishav ruba b'soka. If somebody was sitting yiroishav ruba b'soka, but his table was inside a house. B'sham he poislin.
Shammai says it's a pasul sukkah. Who Beisul Machshirim? Beisul says it's a kosher sukkah. Amru Beisul Beishamai. Beisul told Beishamai. Look, Achayim Maisam. Wasn't there a story? Shahochu Zikne Beishamai. Vizikne Beisul Levakiras Rabbi Yochanan Ben Achironis. Umatzu Yoishev Roishev Rube Besukav Shachanah Besechabayis. And then they said he sat that way. So you see, it's okay. Amalam Beishamai. Beishamai said Bisham Raya. You're bringing me a Raya because you're assuming that in that story no one said anything to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Achironis. It's not true. Afin Amru Loyim Kena Yisano. If this is what you used to do, like kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. What do you see from here? You see from the Mishnah that first it says holchu ziknei beishamai, and then afterwards it says ziknei beisul. And this is a theme that we've spoken about a lot. Whenever there's a machlokes beishamai beisul, always says beishamai, and then it says beisul. That's why you have many prokem and shas that are called perik beishamai. That's why you have prokem and shas that are called shamai. That's why you have prokem and shas that are called Rabbi Eliezer, because beishamai always comes before beisul, and this is all a sign of the midos toivos. Noichin va'aluvin hayu v'shoinim divrei v'divrei beishamai v'lo yoyda lo shemakdim v'divrei beishamai v'divrei hem. And that's the reason Beisul was zoicha that the halacha is like them. Says the Gemara, Lula Metchi, you know what you see from here? Beisul was humble. They were very, very humble. And because of their humility, what were they zoicha? That they became Beisul. They become the ones that the halacha is always like them. Shekol ha'mash b'latzmoy. Someone that makes himself small, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magbiyoi. The Chol HaMagbiya Atzmoi, as in Beishamai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpiloi. Kol HaMechazer Ala Gedula. If somebody runs after Gedula, Gedula Bayrachas Meimeno. Gedula is going to outrun you. But the Chol HaBereach Mina Gedula. If somebody runs away from Gedula, again, Gedula Mechazer Zacharav, and he's going to end up catching you. The Chol HaDoichik Es HaShah. If somebody tries to force the Shah, you try to force your mazel, you try to force the issue, sometimes it doesn't work. Shah Doichik Esai. The Chol HaNitcha Mepnei. But if somebody allows the shot to happen, he allows things to develop in their appropriate time. Sha'ay medesli. One more classic Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon. Shtei shanim u'mechza nechliku beishamai yibisil. For 2.5 years, the Talmidim of Shammai and the Talmidim of Hillel argued. Halalu Oyrim. Some said noyach loy lo adam shaloi nivra yoisem misha nivra. Halalu Oyrim. The other one said noyach loy lo adam shaloi nivra yoisem misha loy nivra. So they were having a very theological, philosophical debate. Would we have been better off had we not been born? Or were we better off the fact that we were born? Halalu Oyrim, some said, Noyach loy lo adam shaloi nivra, yoisem misha nivra. V'halalu Oyrim, no, Noyach loy lo adam shaloi nivra, yoisem misha loy nivra gamru. So finally they got together and they voted. And they came out, Noyach loy lo adam shaloi nivra, yoisem misha nivra. We would have been better off not being born. However, we were born. So this is all theoretical. Achshav shenivra, we have no choice. Yefashvesh, Ma'isov, v'amri lo, so therefore, because that we're here, we have no choice. So either you fashfesh b'maisav or you mashmesh b'maisav exel. Either way, there's so much on Daf Yud Gimel. In fact, Erev and Daf Yud Gimel is in the pantheon with Brachas Chav Ches and Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches and Kuf Yud Tes and Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin. We're hafeichba v'hafeichba de kulaba. So we'll just, the Ezras Hashem, speak out a few raid bites. We've spoken about this stuff so many times over the years, but the Ein Beis Medrash Beloi Chiddush. So one of the themes of today's daf is Rav Meir. Where did Rav Meir come into the daf? Because the Mishnah discussed the halacha regarding a mavli and said that Rabbi Akiva had a Talmud who had previously learned by Rabbi Yishmael. And this Talmud told Rabbi Akiva something that he heard from Rabbi Yishmael. And the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that any time you find that formulation in Shas, that Rabbi Akiva has a Talmud who was previously a Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael, and he's saying over something to Rabbi Akiva that he heard Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, you know what that Talmud is Rameh. And from there, the Gemara got into who Rameh was, and the Gemara gave Rameh an unbelievable hesped. Amar Rav Achab Rav Chanina. Galui v'yodua lefnei misha amar v'hoya ha'olam she'ein b'doyrei shal Rameir k'moisa. There was no one in the generation of Rameir that was k'moisa. If that's the case, umipnei maloi kavu alocha k'moisa, because he was too great. Shalayachu chaveir of lamed al soif dat. Usually if you hear that the halacha is not like somebody, you would think that the reason the halacha is not like him is because he wasn't stark enough. It was just the opposite. Rameir was too good. He's above our pay grade. On this world, we're not in the Madrega where you can understand Rameir, maybe Umal Aretz Deya, but right now we're lacking. We are so far behind Rameir that we're not able to properly understand Rameir. And even though Rameir was the greatest of his generation, the halacha is not like him. Shelo yachlu chaveirav lamoid al soif daita. And the reason is because his chaveirim couldn't be oimed al soif daita. I saw in the Chassam Sofer a Dover Nifla. Now this Chassam Sofer is in one of his Hespedim. It's in the Hesped that he gave on the Shver Reb Kiva Eger. So we mentioned the Chelik of this Hesped not so long ago, in the end of Masechta Shabbos, Shabbos Tav Kuf Nun Gimel, we mentioned that the Reb Kiva Eger wrote in his Tzava that he didn't want any Hespedim. And even though he wrote in his Tzava that he didn't want any Hespedim, his Edim, the Chassam Sofer, was Maspedim. And the reason he was Maspedim was based on a Toysviz in Masechta Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says that when Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol was Nifter, so Rabbi Akiva started scratching his body, Vahyodom of Shoises, a Toysviz, a Kasha, how you allowed to do that? It's a positive in the Torah. It's literally a voice I say in the Torah. You're not allowed to do that. If somebody hears that somebody dies, you're not allowed to start cutting yourself. The pagans used to do that. That's not something you're allowed to do. And Tosfos says that Rabbi Akiva knew that that's not something he's allowed to do. But you're only not allowed to do that if you're doing it because you're distraught about a person that died. Rabbi Akiva was mourning Rabbi Eliezer, but he would never mourn them in that way. Torah says he's not allowed to do it. The reason Rabbi Akiva acted the way he did, because he wasn't only mourning Rabbi Eliezer, he was also mourning the Torah of Rabbi Eliezer that was lost from the world when Rabbi Eliezer passed away. And on the Torah, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to go ahead and do that. On the Mensch, Rabbi Eliezer would have been Aser, but on the Torah, not. So the Chassam Sofer said, L'madati midivri toisviz davar gadol, that every time a gadol ador passes away, there's two dinim in the hesped. You're being maspid, you're being misabel on the tzaddik, the person, the mensch, but you're also being misabel on the Torah. So the Chassam Sofer said that even though my shver, Moiri V'chami, said that I shouldn't be maspid him, but afal pikin, I'm going to be maspid him. Because I'm not being maspid, Reb Kiva Eger. On that, he had a right, he was a balabas to be moichel al-kvoyde, but I'm not being maspid, Reb Kiva Eger. I'm being maspid as Torah. On his Torah, he's not a balabas. On his Torah, that's something I'm allowed to do. We mentioned that the Noid of Yehuda did the same thing when the Pnei Yeshua was Nifter, and we spoke about Rabbi Elazar Fleckless, who was the Rav in Prague after the Patira of the Noid of Yehuda, did the same thing when his friend Rabbi Leib Fischelis was Nifter. But this was Ray that we spoke about, feels like a long time ago, actually not so long ago, at the very, very end of Masechta Shabbos. But Toich Dvarav, if you go through the Hesped, you go through the Hesped that the Chassam Sofer gave Rav Kiva Eger, and we've spoken out bits and pieces of this. It's kedai to go through it. Hafoichba, vafoichba de kulaba. So one of the things that the Chassam Sofer said, b'derech agav, kedarke b'kodesh, is that the Pasuk says in the end of Parshas Vayechi. So this is in the Birchas Yaakov. So Yaakov Avinu comes to Yosef. Ben Poiros Yosef, Ben Poiros Aliyoyin, Bonois Tzoada, so this is some of the more cryptic psukim in the Torah. This is the pasuk that's describing Yosef HaTzadik. Says the Chassam Sofer that he was mekabel from the Sfarim HaKadoshim that the words Avir Yaakov, if you mumble, if you re-jumble the words, it actually spells Rabbi Akiva. Aver Yaakov, just plot the letters down, is Rabbi Akiva. Incidentally, Chassam Sofer says it's very significant. You know why it's significant? Because it's Akiva with an aleph, not with a hey. We know that there's a big shaila in halacha, how you spell Akiva. Is Akiva supposed to be spelled ayin kuf yud vav vez aleph, or is it ayin kuf yud vez hey? The Ur Zeruah famously had a dream where in the dream they told him, Ur Zeruah Latzadik Uli Yishrei Leif Simcha, Zeruah Latzadik Uli Yishrei Leif Simcha, Soifei Tevis Akiva. And he was so excited with this dream because it meant that the way you're supposed to spell Akiva is with a hey, is not with an aleph. So he got very, very excited. But Chassam Sofer says that Avri Yaakov, he was Mekabel from the Sfarim HaKadoshim, was referring to Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva. And there's no hey in Avri Yaakov, it's an aleph. Which means that the way you're supposed to spell Rabbi Akiva is not with a hey, the way you're supposed to spell it with an aleph. Incidentally, the Yamshel Shloim, The Marshal brings this in Masechtas Gittin. In Shemus HaGittin, he says you spell Akiva with an aleph. You now you know you spell it with an aleph because the Sforim HaKadoshim say, the Chachmei Asoid say that Avri Yaakov is Rosh HaTevis Akiva. But either way, Avri Yaakov is Oisias Akiva. Zokta Chassam Sofer that Avri Yaakov is Akiva. What are the next words? Misham Roya Evin Yisrael. Misham Roya Evin Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis Meir. Misham Roya Evin Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis Meir. Rabbi Akiva is the Yisoid of Torah Shebaal Peh. Rabbi Akiva had many Talmidim. He had 24,000 Talmidim, and they all died between Pesach and Atzeres. Like Ba'omer, Misas Askira. After they died, Rabbi Akiva went to the Darim, and he started all over again. And he had 5 Talmidim, and they were all big Talmidim. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yehuda. But says the Chassam Sofer, you want to know who was the greatest of all those 5 Talmidim? It was Rav Meir. And you know what you see it was Rav Meir? Misham Roya Evan Yisrael is Rosh Tevis Meir. Mem, Resh, Aleph, Yud, it's Meir. Aver Yaakov is Rabbi Akiva. Misham Roya Evan Yisrael. Misham Roya Evan Yisrael is Rav Meir. The Chasam Sofer adds a beautiful Haysafa. He says that the Gemara says in Masechtis Bava Basra, Dav Kuf Mem Heyam Ebeiz. It's Divrei Agada. The Pasuk says, Masiya Avonim Yeyotzeh Behem. Somebody has to carry stones. Stones are very heavy. So you have to carry stones, Yeyotzeh Behem. You're going to be ungesetzt. Kehelas Perikyud. Masiya Avonim Yeyotzeh Behem. Says the Gemara, Masiya Avonim Yeyotzeh Behem. Elu Bali Mishnah. It's referring to the Bali Mishnah. Learning Mishnayis can be challenging sometimes. You know why? Because you have kashas. You don't really know the terutzim. You don't know the ibayul, who's the ibayusim, is all the chakiras, all the rain. You're learning mishnayis. So when you're learning mishnayis, it could be hard. Masiya avonim yeyotzebem. But says the Chasam Sofer, what do you see from here? Evan is mishnah. Aver Yaakov is Rabbi Akiva. Misham roya Evan Yisrael is Rosh Tevis Meir. Evan, because we know Stan Mishnah was Rav Meir. Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. And it's all marumas in this pasuk. Abba Yaakov is Rabbi Akiva. Misham Roya Evan Yisrael is Meir. Evan Daika, we're referring to Mishnah, because now Mishnah is Rav Meir. Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. The Iker Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. The Iker Talmud of Rabbi Akiva is Rav Meir. I found the Chuvas Chasam Sofer. This is in the Koivitz Chuvas. There's a Chuvas Chasam Sofer where he's speaking out the same raid. And listen to what he says. Toich Dvarov, V'lihiyois pe'er Talmidoi. So Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, pe'er Talmidoi. So from all the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva is something everyone always talks about. The whole Sfira, like Ba'im is Talmid Rabbi, 24,000, another 5, he didn't give up. He went from the north, down south. He started all over again. Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichai, Rabbi Yosin Mukayimai, Rabbi Yehuda, from all the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Who is pe'er Talmidoi? L'shoyne Yazov Shalach Sam Sofer. Pe'er Talmidoi is Rabbi Akiva. And it's Merumas in this Pasuk. Alpida Mikubalim, Avri Yaakov is Rabbi Akiva, Mishon Roya Evan Yisrael is Rosh Tevis Rav Meir. And the truth is, you learn this, it's Rav Meir. I mean, I hear, but I guess. But why Rav Meir? Rav Meir Balanes, he's a Pushka Rav Meir. Elokod Rav Meir Aneini. Where's Rav Meir? He's buried in Tveria. Stan Mishnah, I hear. Stan Mishnah, that's true. Rav Meir became Pe'er Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's the Kulon Alibid Rabbi Akiva. Had Rav Meir become... It's this Gemara. It's Erev Inyud Gimel Amud Beis. It's the Gemara that we just learned. Galui v'yadu alifnei misha amar v'hoya ha'olam she'ein b'dayrei shal Rav Meir kamaisa. Checkmate. It's a one-liner right here in Erev Inyud Gimel Amud Beis. You know, Rav Tzadik HaKoyin in Sitkes HaTzadik, this is interesting. It's in Siv Katon Nun Zayin. He discusses Yichos. Specifically when it comes to a shidduch, you know, how important is it for a person to look for Yichos? So he says that don't think that tzaddikim and chashuvim necessarily come from the people that have the greatest yichus. In fact, he says, the whole yisoid of Torah Shabbal Peh, the whole yisoid of Torah Shabbal Peh came from who? It came from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, we know, was from Geirim. Rabbi Akiva, in the Gemara, in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chav Ches, wasn't ever even in contention to become the Nasi. After the whole story with Rabbi Gamliel, the Yavna, and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harei Anikavem Shim Mishona, Rabbi Tarfin, what happened to Rabbi Eliezer? Right, that whole Gemara over there. So Rabbi Akiva said to him, why Rabbi Akiva? He was from Gerim. And being that he was a Ben Gerim, he didn't have the Yichus to be able to become Nasi. True, he couldn't become Nasi. Rabbi Akiva wasn't the Nasi. But the whole Yisrael of Torah Shabbat Peh came from the Gerim. Says Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyin and Sidka Tzadik, not just that, who is Rabbi Akiva? Is Iker Talmud. Who is the one that he gave over to the most? It was Rav Meir. Because Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. All the Stams were Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. Stam Sifra, yeah, that's nice. Stam Sifri, that's nice to have on your bio. Stam Seder Oilam, Stam Bryce, Stam Mishnah, what's the Mishnah? The Mishnah is the Evan, it's the cornerstone. That's what it's called, Evan. It's the cornerstone of Yiddishkeit, of Torah Shabbat Peh. And who's Stam Mishnah? Rav Meir. So it says, Rav Tzadik HaKoyin, you want to know if Torah can come from someone that doesn't have Yichus? The Yisoid of Torah Shabbal Peh came from Rav Meir, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was a Ben Gerim, and Rav Meir, who was Rav Meir? He was also a Ben Gerim. How do you know Rav Meir was a Ben Gerim? It's a Gemara, Masechtas Gittin, Kamsa bar Kamsa. The Gemara tells the story that when Nero Caesar, went to destroy Yerushalayim, so he met a child, he said, Psykli Psukech, and he basically told him that you're going to be successful, but Hashem's going to take revenge from you. He says, you know what, if that's the case, I'm not interested. Zok Gemara, Nafak V'Igayer, and he went, and he was Megayer, V'Yotza Minei, who came from him? Rav Meir came from him. So Rav Meir was also a Ben Gerim. So you have Rav Meir, who was a Ben Gerim, who was a Talmud, Rabbi Akiva was a Ben Gerim, and that's where the whole Torah Shabbat Peh came. The Svar Maktoshim bring from the Arizal, that the Arizal said that we know that Esav HaRosha, the Pasuk says, Kitzayid Bepiv. So the Arizal said, what does it mean, Kitzayid Bepiv? That even though the Torah Shebiksav didn't come from Esav, but the Torah Shebal Peh came from Esav. Because Rabbi Akiva was a Ben Gerim, he came from Esav. And Rabbi Meir, who stopped Mishnah, was also a Ben Gerim. He came from Niroi, who was Rome, who was Esav. He also came from Esav. Esav was Zoicha Kitzayid Bepiv, that the Torah Shebal Peh, the Torah Shebal Peh came from Esav. Fascinating. But you know, it's interesting. We're talking about Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir's greatness. This is a Chiddush. Erev and Yogimel is a contribution just simply in understanding the greatness of Rameir. I think gives us a different appreciation of who Rameir was. Golly v'yadulav ne'misha amav ayayolam she'im b'dayrish Rameir v'kulan aliru v'Rabbi Akiva. All the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva we always talk about, it comes down to who's the Pe'er, Zok Tachsam Soif of Rabbi Akiva. The Pe'er is Rameir. Ki Tzayit Befiv is referring to Rameir. Teresh Omal Pez Rameir. Teresh Omal Pez Rabbi Akiva. You know, if you think about Rameir's life, I mean, just really go through it in a very shitchiistic way. Rav Meir had a very, very difficult life. We know Rav Meir lost 2 children during his lifetime. Rav Meir was the one that said, Hashem Nasan v'Hashem Lokach. That's in the Medrash in Eishes Chayil. Hashem Nasan v'Hashem Lokach. Rashi brings in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that Rav Meir's wife, Bruria, she killed herself. Chonka is Atzma, the famous Rashi, that she was nichshol with one of Rav Meir's Talmidim, Noshim Daitin Kalois. The Chonka is Atzma. Rav Meir's Shver was Rav Chanina ben Tradion, who was one of the Asar Rugei Malchus, who was brutally murdered publicly. Rav Meir's Rebbe, so we discussed Rav Meir's Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel in today's daf, and Rav Meir's Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva in today's daf. Rav Meir had an even more famous Rebbe, Elisha bar Avuha, that was Acher, who Rachmana Litzlan. Rav Meir had a lot of problems, a lot of tzaras with his Rebbe, Rav Meir. Rav Meir didn't have it so easy. He came from a mishpach of Gerim. Even when he started learning, he couldn't understand Rabbi Akiva's shir, right? He was struggling. He had to go to Rabbi Shmuel, and then he went back to Rabbi Akiva, but he vaxtoys to be the great Rav Meir. This is consistent with something that we seem to be coming back to again and again. You see, all the great ones, they all overcame adversity. They didn't necessarily have it so easy, but they were able to overcome different challenges that they had. Whether it was Rabbi Eliezer, who started learning when he's 28, or Rabbi Akiva, who started learning when he was 40, or Rabbi Meir, who had many, many nisyonos in life. But at the same time, Rabbi Meir goes down as literally, it's Aver Yaakov Misham Roya Evan Yisrael, it's Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, it's Kitzayid Befiv, it's referring to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir. They're the two that are the Bnei Gerim. That's the first aura. The second aura is the Gemara mentioned that for 3 years the Talmidim of Shammai, the Talmidim of Hillel argued, Halalu Oimrim Halacha Kimayseinu, Halalu Oimrim Halacha Kimayseinu. Yotzes Abaskal came out and said, Elo Ve'elo Dibrilikim Chayim. The halacha could be so afraid the Gemara if it's elu ve'elu divrei kim chayim. So why is it that the halacha is like Beisil? So the Gemara says, "V'mnei shenoichin va'aluvim." It was because of their midas toifas. It really had nothing to do with their learning per se, because Beishamai got it just as right as Beisil got it. Elu ve'elu divrei kim chayim. They were both right. So then, why is the halacha like Beisil? They're not more right than Beishamai. So why is the halacha like Beisil? It's because they were more humble. And Chazal say, and the Gemara fears ois, you see from here that kol amash palatzmoy, if someone keeps himself small, HaKadosh Baruch Hu magbiyoy, v'chol amagbiyah atzmoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpiloy. I saw in the Chassam Sofer right here, Masech Tezerev, and he says something that if the Chassam Sofer wouldn't have said, we couldn't say. El molu mikru amroy, EF should be, you couldn't say something like this. But the Chassam Sofer Kedarkei says divrei neviyah sometimes, so I think it's worth mentioning. He says that we know Rebbe Eliezer was shamuti. Rebbe Eliezer, as in Rebbe Eliezer ben Hurkanes, as in Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol, as Rebbe Eliezer of Pirkei the Rebbe Eliezer fame. Rebbe Eliezer was Shamuti. What does it mean he was Shamuti? The halacha is not like him. And the machlekes we shown him throughout Shas. Why? Is the reason maybe based on the Gemara with the Tanur Achnoi where he was put in Cherim? Maybe he was Metamid Beis Shammai. But regardless, one thing is clear. Rebbe Eliezer Shamuti means that halacha is never like him. Zokta Chsam Soifer Adover Niflo. He says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chot Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara says, once upon a time, it hadn't rained for a very long time. And the Yidden were davening for rain. They were trying to get it to rain, and it wasn't raining. Rebbe Eliezer got up, and he davened for the Amid. And the Gemara said, he said 24 brachos for Loi Nana. He wasn't answered. Yorid, Rabbi Akiva Achrov. So after Rabbi Eliezer got down, Rabbi Akiva said, you know, let me try. So Rabbi Akiva gets up to the Amid. He goes to the Breitel, the Amir, and he says, Avinu Malkeinu, Ein Lanu Melech Elo Ata. And then he said, Avinu Malkeinu, Limancho Rachim Aleinu. the Yarduk Shavim. As he said that, thunder, lightning, it was knocking, it started raining. Says the Gemara, have a Miranani Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, they started speaking negatively about Rabbi Eliezer behind his back. Maybe there's something, maybe Rabbi Eliezer doesn't have a kayach. Look who Rabbi Akiva was able to pull off. And Rabbi Akiva said two lines, literally, Avinu Malkeinu Einlanu Melech Elohata, Avinu Malkeinu L'mancha Rachim Aleinu, V'Yarduk Shavim, Rabbi Eliezer, 24 brachas, and he couldn't get it through. Yotza Baskel Amro. Baskel came out and said, it has nothing to do with the fact that Rabbi Akiva is greater than Rabbi Eliezer. Elo shezeh mavral midoysav, v'zeh einay mavral midoysav. There was a Baskel that said that Rabbi Akiva was mavral midoysav, but Rabbi Eliezer was not mavral midoysav. Zok dehil gichsam soifer, ava mufurish a gemara. It's a gemara that we couldn't say this, but it's a gemara. And the gemara says, tainus chafei amidbeis, the Rabbi Eliezer, as great as he was, but kaviyachal, again, you know, we're talking about Tanoim. But Rabbi Eliezer wasn't Mavral Midoysov. It says the Chasam Sof, if he wasn't Mavral Midoysov, that's why the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. You know why the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer? Because in order for the halacha to be like you, you have to be like Beis Shammai. You have to be like Beis Hillel. Noichin va'aluvim. And because Rabbi Eliezer wasn't Mavral Midoysov, that's why he wasn't Zaycha. Rabbi Akiva, we know, was Mavral Midoysov. And the truth is, what came to mind was Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, where Rabbi Akiva was not Lekav Schos, the Ramami Pano, Maisa, Bechose, right? He was not Lekav Schos. And what do you see from Rabbi Eliezer in that story? His son Horkinus wasn't behaving. He went ahead, he was madder, all his Nechazim. We called it old school. But you know what? This Gemara in Tainus Chavei, it adds maybe a little bit of richness to that Gemara. You see literally this dichotomy. On the one hand, you have Rabbi Akiva, who Rabbi Akiva is Mavral Midoysov in an incredible way, and Rabbi Eliezer's personality comes out in that story a little bit as well. The way he treated his son Horkinus, I'm not sure. But anyway, this is what the Chasam Sofer says. So the Chasam Sofer, you want to know why the Halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer? The reason the Halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer is based on that Gemara in Tainus Chafei, because he wasn't Mavral. And then the Chasam Sofer says a Davar Nifla. Takes it to another level. He says, we know the Gemara above Metziah Daf Nun Tes, the story of the Tanur Achnoi. Rabbi Eliezer was debating with the Chacham about a certain Tanur, right? The Tanur Achnoi. They were debating, this Tanur is Mekabel Tumah, it's not Mekabel Tumah. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer felt that he was right, and the Chachamim felt that they were right. So Rabbi Eliezer said, I'm going to prove to you I'm right. And he said, Shemayim v'oritz yo'idu. And before you know it, there's this incredible show going on, and the trees are falling, and the rivers are great. It was unbelievable what was going on. And Rabbi Yeshua was there. And you know what Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer? I'm not misspoiled. You know why? Because Torah leib Shemayim here. We're not machriya Torah and Shemayim. Torah is resolved on this world. Torah leib Shemayim here. Zok tichsam soifer. What's the thief kind of what Rabbi Yeshua said? Partially meant to say, imashkichem babasko, right? I don't care what they're saying. Achri rabba mahatlais. We have a Torah to follow. And the way it works is based on the mishpatei haTorah. It doesn't matter what's going on in Shemayim. Zok tichsam soifer. I'm going to tell you the thief kite. It's a Gemara in Erevin. Another I got it to Gemara in Erevin. Daf Nun Hey Amar Aleph. The Gemara says Loi Bashamayim He. You know what that means? Loi Timotze. You're not going to find Torah, but Misha Magbia Daita Yaleh Keshamayim. Someone that has gaiva like the Shamayim, you're not going to have Torah. So again, only the Chasam Sofer could say this. You want to know the Pnimius at Torah? You want to know what Rabbi Yeshua was really telling Rabbi Eliezer? He wasn't just telling him, Ey Mashkichem Babaskal. Yeah, that's Pashim Shana in the Gemara. But there's a Pnimius here. He told him, Rabbi Eliezer, the Halacha is not like you. You know why the Halacha is not like you? Because Torah loy b'Shamayim. Because loy timotzei b'mishem agbiya daite aleh. And Rabbi Yeshua knew Rabbi Eliezer, and he said, Rabbi Eliezer, on some level, you're going to be Shamuti. I'm sorry. With all your greatness and all the inspiration that we've gotten from you, Rabbi Eliezer. But when it comes to halacha, the halacha can't be like you. Because when it comes to halacha, it has to be noichin va'aluvim. At the end of the day, Rabbi Eliezer, b'stacha talmud from Shammai. And this was Shammai's mahalach. It wasn't Hillel's mahalach. That's the pnimius ha-Torah, said the Chasam Sofer, loy b'shamayim. You know what Rabbi Yeshua meant in Bava Metziah daf nun tes when he told Rabbi Eliezer, loy b'shamayim? He meant erevin daf nun hey amar aleph. He meant to say, loy b'shamayim, loy timotze, b'misha magbiya daite aleh k'shamayim. It's a fascinating idea. You know, you would think in Beis Medrash, especially when you're in the part of Beis Medrash where all the super duper lumdim are, and the greatest lumdis of all time is being said, is Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. This is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We've spoken about this, about David HaMelech. Why was David zoicha halacha k'moisa b'chol makom? It's because David HaMelech said, ani yodai meluchleches b'dam b'shvir v'shilya, but brachas da'alur amaral. But the great ones, what at the end of the day was kaveya halacha? it was not the biggest lamdin, and it wasn't the one that was able to come up with the biggest harifas or the longest pilpul, but rather it was the balei midas. Halacha somehow is associated with midas. And fakared, even in learning kaviyachol, there were people that were magbia atzman and a kodesh baruch hu mashpilam. And then you had the talmidim of Hillel and others that they were mashpil atzman, and because of that, they were zoicha that a kodesh baruch hu was magbiyan.